Today, my guest is Andrea Christopher from Federated REA here in Jackson, and she is the Marketing and Communications Manager at Federated. And Andrea, let's talk a little bit about Operation Roundup.
Operation Roundup is a program where 75% of Federated's members allow their electric bill to be rounded up to the nearest dollar amount, and then that spare change goes into the special trust fund, which is overseen by 7 Federated members. And they receive applications to decide, can this receive funding or not receive funding? And so we have our spring roundup deadline approaching, and the deadline's February 13th, and we'll hand the money out come April. But the type of organizations that can apply for funding that are eligible would be something involving community service, community leadership, disaster relief, youth education, environmental programs, and emergency energy assistance. And so it's really quite broad. About the biggest thing that's not available is money for advertising. So unfortunately, we can't do that. And you can't do fundraising or big donations for capital expenses. But everything else is eligible. So if you go to our website, you can find the application at federatedrea.coop. And it's a short 2-page application front and back. And you include some attachments. And that's all there is to it. And then our trust board will be meeting in March to decide who receives the funding for April. And it's a really nice way where a little bit of change can do a whole lot of good, and we've helped over $1 million be returned to the local areas in this since 1995 through last year.
And since you started it in 95, how much of an increase have you seen in Federated's members partaking or participating in this program?
Well, it's actually gone down a little bit every year, but, you know, it's pretty good because when you look at other electric cooperatives, not a lot of them are that high. We did start off with a positive checkoff, meaning everyone was enrolled, and if you didn't want to participate, you let us know, and then we would take you off the program. And so, you know, it's just kind of painless. It's tax deductible, and usually it's, you know, the most it could be is $12 a year, and not even that. It's more like average is $6 a year. So it's a pretty painless way to help your local organizations, and it's kind of nice to see it going to the fire departments, the ambulances, the schools, some of the 501c3 organizations in our Jackson, Martin County, and kind of the edges right around there.
Well, and it's nice because, you know, if you donate or you participate in the program, your money stays local.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm happy that it goes to fire departments. I hope they never have to use it on me, but I want to make sure they're equipped because it's expensive. And if we can help out, you know, and that helps all of us, great.
And you were saying only, you know, up to $12 a year, that's less than a couple of cups of coffee these days.
Right. It's a line listed on your electric bill, and it rounds it up to an even amount. And it's kind of always nice to have an even amount when you're doing things like that. The other thing that we do with Operation Roundup is scholarships. We funnel our unclaimed capital credits from people that have moved away and we can't find them or they died. And so we funnel that into Operation Roundup Trust as well. And a lot of that comes back as high school scholarships. So in February, bill inserts will be going out where high school seniors can apply for 9 $700 scholarships. We do one per district and then 3 more. Everyone goes back in for a second chance drawing. So it's a cool thing there, too, to help our local high school kids.
And that was Andrea Christopher, the Marketing and Communications Manager with Federated REA, talking about Operation Roundup. If you would like to apply for the funds through that program, you can get an application by going to their website at federatedrea.coop.